You came. Enter, quickly. Did anyone follow you? Good. Good night to you, my lord. Have no fear. There's no one else here. I sent my handmaidens away. I told them I wished to be alone tonight. A lie, of course. I wish for something else. Will you have a seat? And some wine? I'll have a cup. It isn't proper to drink so late into the night. Please. We both know nothing about this is proper. The heir to the throne shouldn't be seen with the third son of one of her father's vassals in her chambers at the darkest hour of the night. I think we're way past being proper, you and I. We crossed that line last moon in the palace gardens. I can't stop thinking about the things we did. Away from everyone. My wetness aches with anticipation every time I do. I went to that same place so many times, hoping to see you there, but I never found you. Of course, we need to be careful. We don't know who might be looking. Wait for the right moment. But the wait is torment. Passing you by in the hallways, watching you speak with other nobles, exchanging polite salutations as if we didn't know each other, seeing you every day, but not being able to touch you. Every time our eyes meet, I see how you want me. I see how you look at me. It makes me desire it so much more. That's why I slipped a note to you after the feast. It was risky, but the memory of you alone can't satiate me any longer. What about the rumors? Oh, I've heard the talk. I'm to be wed to Count Calver Glowback to cement an alliance between our dynasties. It makes no difference. Do you think I'll be the first maiden to be married at 18 who wasn't truly a maiden? There are methods to appear like a virgin on the wedding night. My future lord husband is not likely to notice anything strange. Of course. If he finds me to be besmirched, then that may annul the marriage and cause a war between our kingdoms. But who cares? Wars happen more often than not. The alchemists, you see, have a potion to make a man's sword hard as steel and soft as a feather, and allow a woman to love as much as she wants without fear of becoming pregnant. You can do all sorts of mischief if you know the right people. So nothing to worry about. But enough talk about the future. Let's focus on the present. I see you've come dressed as a serving boy to go unnoticed. Cunning. You might have some wits about you after all. Half the knights in my service are a bunch of simpletons. No wonder why nobody stopped you on your way here. I should make some heads roll. That ought to make them brighter. Anyway, perhaps it's the wine. But I feel like it's hot in here. Or maybe it's you. Maybe I shouldn't be wearing this heavy gown. What a bold boy you are, presuming to tell your princess what to do. One day I'm to be your queen, you know. Some queens punish insolence by cutting off the tongues of subjects who speak out of turn. I think you'll keep yours, though. For now. We can make some use of that tongue. And if you must know, I wear this gown only because I thought it inappropriate to receive a guest in nightclothes. Be it as it may, you are still of noble birth. I decided to keep some courtesy. Well, that, and I saw the way you looked at me at the feast this evening. I could feel your eyes undressing me from the other side of the hall. You should truly be more careful, darling. Someone could have noticed. I'm being cruel, I know. I confess. I was wearing this gown only for you. I also confess. That's the only thing I've been wearing all day. That's right. Underneath, I'm completely naked. Take this thing off me. Rip it open, I don't care. I just need you to feel me. You have me completely naked. Get those rags off, now. Wait, stop. Kneel. I said kneel. Your queen commands it. Very good. Now that we're both naked, we can have more fun. Well, almost. My dress is only half ruined. I'll just let it fall down. There. You should consider yourself fortunate, darling. Not every boy in the castle gets to see the fairest maiden in the kingdom in all her naked glory. My golden hair streaming down my neck, my slender figure, my round, supple breasts, my flawless skin. Of course, we both know that's a lie. I'm no innocent maiden. I want you to kiss me, down there, like you did last time. Yes, trace my belly with your fingers, all the way down to... Yes, touch me. No, do it with your mouth. I can feel your breath on my thighs. You're looking me down there. It's so good. Don't stop. Don't stop. I've been waiting so long to feel this again. Oh, fuck. Shut up. I don't care if I'm being improper. I'm so wet. And you're eating me like a peach. Do you like it? Do I taste good? Yes. I feel like I'm gonna melt. Oh, God, so far. I don't care if anyone hears us. If they say anything, I'll have their heads off. I'll burn down my kingdom to keep you. Do you hear me, darling? I would. Just keep eating me. Yes. I'm coming. I'm gonna... Ah! legs are shaking. I'll sit down on the carpet with you. So, this is how I taste. You can't keep your hands off my royal breasts, can you? Did I give you permission to touch them? You're lucky to be so cute when you blush. Speaking of touching, your manhood is begging for attention. May I touch it? Oh, of course I may touch it. I'm the princess. Everything is mine to touch. You can only watch helpless as I grab it and stroke it up and down. It's hard. Are you this hard because of me, darling? I'm about to make it even harder. Lay down. I want to take you into my mouth. Your pre-cum is delicious, and it smells so sweet. I've missed this cock. Nothing compares to it. Just the taste is enough to make me wet. That's enough. I'm ready to go again. I need you inside me. But not here. On my bed. I'm a princess. Don't you forget it. What are you... You're picking me up. Are you carrying me to the bed? Yes. Climb on top of me. Take me. So deep. So wet. It slides in like nothing. Take me, my lord. Slay me with your sword. I want you to ruin me. Using me like a common harlot. it makes me so wet. I'm getting close. You're getting closer too. I can feel it. No, don't pull out. I want your seed inside me. Don't you dare disobey your princess. Oh, fuck. Yes, yes, fuck. I'm close. Fuck, fuck, yes. I think you're the best servant boy I've ever had. You've served me well. Very well indeed. Gods, I never knew you could be so. You made me see stars. No boy has ever done that before. It's a shame I can't marry you. I want nothing more than to fall asleep in your arms. But we can't, sweetling. Should you be found in my bed come morning, my father will surely hang you. To the eyes of the kingdom, I must remain a maiden until marriage. Take your clothes. Don't be sad, my dear. This won't be our last night together. Be sure of that. I still have many things to do to you. I think I'll let you come in my mouth next time. But you must leave me now. Dawn will come soon. There's no one outside. Remember, in public, you don't know me. I'll send for you soon.